The Traveler's Journal, October 4th, with thoughts on flying where the crowds are fewer. These days, traffic, both in the air and on the ground, is creating havoc at most major airports during peak travel periods. These traffic problems make many of the nation's smaller regional airports increasingly attractive alternatives for time-conscious travelers. Most big cities have several airports, the newer one that's heavily traveled, and smaller, older fields that may be more centrally located. Traffic delays and high costs at the big hubs have many private, regional, and even national carriers scheduling flights in and out of these smaller feeder airports. Often, it even costs less to fly from them. So the next time you take a trip, consider one of these lesser-known alternatives. Midway Field is 11 miles closer to Chicago than O'Hare. In addition to LaGuardia, Kennedy, and Newark, the greater New York area features White Plains in Westchester and MacArthur Field on Long Island. When flying to Washington, D.C., you can choose Dulles as well as Reagan National. Travelers to Orlando are discovering service to Sanford Field has its advantages. Dallas offers two DFW alternatives, Love and Meacham Fields. Houston's Hobby Field is another Texas alternative. Los Angeles has four airports apart from LAX, John Wayne Field in Orange County, Long Beach, Ontario, and Burbank. If flying to the Bay Area, try Oakland or San Jose as other options to busy San Francisco. With the right connections, these feeder airports can save you time as well as money. You'll find a world of resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.